You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. Now, for the next 15 minutes, we are going to hear something that I preached at Island Community Church. That's the church that I pastor. Something that's entitled The Last Hour. It's taken out of 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, where John the Apostle says, "Little children, it is the last hour." Now, perhaps people in the last 2,000 years could have scoffed at that and said, "Huh, we're still around. What gives?" Or what makes him saying that, or Martin Luther, or Dwight L. Moody, or anybody else any different than me saying today it is last hour? And I've got an answer for that, and the Word of God has an answer for that. That's what we're looking at here in this sermon. It is the last hour. It's a look at some events that had to happen for God's end times clock to be continually ticking here, drawing perilously close to an end, which is where we're at here right now. Now, this is part 2 of 3. And again, I just want to invite everyone here tonight to Island Community Church for our Bible study, 6 to 7 o'clock. We're looking at the book of Revelation, verse by verse. We're looking at the message to the persecuted church of Smyrna tonight at 6 o'clock. And we'd love to see you. If you have an hour to study the Word with us, we'd love to see you tonight at 6 o'clock. And on this Sunday, my sermon is entitled The Winning Mindset. It's a look at how to persevere during difficult times here on the earth. So that's going to be this Sunday morning at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Now, in the meantime, here's part 2 of my sermon, The Last Hour.
The clock could stay at 9 minutes for who knows how long. You see, 9 minutes is exactly 9 minutes, but 9 minutes is never 9 minutes. Does that make sense? Here's the $64,000 question, though. What starts God's countdown clock again? Ascertain that, and you'll have your answer. I've got a list for you. I've got 5 points to share with you that what started God's countdown clock again. Number one on this handout. Number one reason for God's clock starting again, Israel a nation once again. Israel a nation. Scripture verse, Isaiah 66 verse 8. Let me read it to you. Who has ever heard such a thing? Who has ever seen such a thing? Can a country be born in a day? Or a nation be brought forth in a moment? Yet no sooner is Zion in labor than she gives birth to her children. Now, the day is May 15th, 1948. That's the day God's prophetic end times clock started to tick again. Israel becoming a nation. Let's put it in perspective. Isaiah wrote this 700 years before Christ. Israel was burnt down and destroyed in 70 AD. As the Jews declared, let his blood be on us and on our children. Some 1900 years later, Isaiah 66 verse 8 is fulfilled and the countdown starts. Now, I would say, John said that his day was the last hour. And I would add to that, the countdown clock was put on pause here. Same as the space shuttle. When the liftoff clock reaches a certain point, they put the countdown on hold. 9 minutes is 9 minutes, but 9 minutes is never 9 minutes. Okay, let's use another analogy. How about football? Anyone here ever watched a football game before? National Football League. What happens when there's 2 minutes left on the clock? Not even what happens at 2 minutes left on the clock. They have a 2 minute what? Huh? Warning. That's the word I'm looking for. Not only is there 2 minutes, it's a 2 minute warning. Now, say your wife's in the other room cooking, and you say to her, there's just 2 minutes left to this game. Bring your food out in 2 minutes. You see, 2 minutes is exactly 2 minutes, but 2 minutes is never 2 minutes. 2 minutes is however long it happens to go. See, 2 minutes is exactly 2 minutes, right to the T, but 2 minutes, it's never 2 minutes. Such it is with the Apostle John, such it is with the Holy Spirit, say, it is the last hour. The last hour is the last hour, but the last hour is never an hour. It's 2,000 years now. Savvy? Number two. Sign number two that God's clock is running again. The dry bones come to life. This time you can turn with me. Ezekiel chapter 37. The dry bones come to life. See, the Holy Spirit's saying it's the last hour, and if time not ending in 60 minutes, that's not something I recommend that you risk your soul on and become an atheist. He meant more than that. Ezekiel chapter 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley. And it was full of bones. So then he caused me to pass by them all around. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And indeed, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And so I answered, Oh, Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, Prophesy to these bones and say to them, Oh, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you will live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly there was a rattling, and the bones all came together, bone to bone. This is Ezekiel 37, verse 8. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them. Skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. And he said to me, Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. See, there's no misinterpreting what this means. These bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, Our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open, here's the prophecy, I will open your graves and cause you to come out from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you will know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves. I will put my spirit in you, and you will live. I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and have performed it, says the Lord. Unquote. Now, Israel's the focal point in everything. Since 1948, 3 million Jews have returned from 90 countries. 3 million Jews have returned from 90 countries. Now, please remember, God has a plan with Israel. To the churches that thumb their nose at Israel and boycott Israel, I say, man, you better repent of that or leave that church. God's not done dealing with Israel. God said, He said to Abraham, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. If you are on the other end of that, of cursing Israel and not standing behind them, then you're standing against God, and you're on the wrong side of the fence. God's not done dealing with Israel. He still has a plan with them. We looked at that a couple weeks ago. God has not cast away his people, says in Romans 11, whom he's foreknew. Number three, the third reason God's end times clock has started. God's end times players are in place. God's end times players are in place. Scripture verse, Revelation chapter 9, verse 13. See, these things had to happen. This is why, bless his heart, Martin Luther was wrong if he would have said this. I don't know if he did. But if he would have said the Lord could come back tomorrow, hope I don't get shot for saying this, he would have been wrong. Because certain prophecies had to be fulfilled yet. Israel had to be a nation again before the Lord can come back. God's end times players are in place. Revelation 9:13. Then the sixth angel sounded his trumpet. I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels that are bound at the great river Euphrates. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour, day, month, and year were released to kill a third of mankind. Now, listen to this verse 16. The number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. Then John says this, I heard the number of them. First off, my advice to you, I've said it before, is don't go swimming in the Euphrates River. Talk about, you don't want to go swimming with the great white shark up there in Daytona Beach.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.